This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod declared a region-wide state of emergency Wednesday, citing continued attacks by Ukrainian forces. In a video posted on the Telegram messaging app, Vladislav Gladkov said the situation in Belgorod continues to be extremely difficult and tense. Gladkov said daily shelling by the Ukrainian armed forces had destroyed houses, killing and wounding civilians. Belgorod is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both regions to evacuate thousands of citizens. The incursion is the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Japanese news outlets are reporting that Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has notified his governing party he will not run in next month's party leadership vote. His withdrawal means the next leader of the Liberal Democratic Party will become Japan's new prime minister. Kishida was elected LDP president in 2021. His tenure has been plagued by his party's corruption scandals, which has seen his approval ratings fall below 20%. Losses in three parliamentary elections earlier this year eroded Kishida's clout, and LDP lawmakers have voiced the need for a fresh face ahead of next year's general elections. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas visits Turkey on Wednesday for a two-day visit. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
On Tuesday, Abbas visited Moscow, underlining what analysts say is the growing importance of other countries in efforts to resolve the conflict. But Erdogan could be seeking to use the Abbas visit to re-establish his Palestinian influence, especially after the assassination of his close ally, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. But observers warn Abbas may have little interest in looking to Turkey to play a greater role in resolving the conflict. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA News. More than 2 weeks since Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed re-election victory, the country's opposition is trying to keep up the pressure. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
With opposition leader Maria Corina Machado calling for Venezuelans to take part in a mass global protest on Saturday. But while the U.S. and other Western countries are calling for a full set of voting tally sheets to be released, they are showing little sign of swift, tough action over what many of them have condemned as fraud. Both Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez declared they won the July 28th vote. Protests against Maduro following the vote left at least 23 people dead and about 2,400 arrested, according to U.N. figures.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. U.S. citizens who traced their ancestral roots to the Middle East and North Africa will have their own demographic category the next time there's a census in the United States in 2030. VOA's Jenia Dulat reports.
Palestinian-American Aya Shihade says having to check the box white on federal forms has made her feel invisible in American society.
I always didn't feel like I fit in the white box. And so I would always try to like check off any other box, either Asian or something else. Now it could finally feel like that we're seen and that it's okay to be Palestinian, it's okay to be Arab.
Mina includes nearly 30 different identities, says Arab American Civic Council Policy and Research Coordinator Amin Nash. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, in the Little Arabia neighborhood of Anaheim, California.
Forecasters with the U.S. National Weather Service says Tropical Storm Ernesto will evolve into a hurricane by early Wednesday morning. The storm was last located about 95 kilometers east of San Juan, Puerto Rico, carrying maximum sustained winds of 100 kilometers an hour on a path towards Bermuda. Hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings have been issued for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, as well as the tiny Puerto Rican islands of Vieques and Culebra, which are popular with tourists. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's Inside Issues in the News on VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.